It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night. And it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, England Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. And now it's time for our basketball game of the night, right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
It was 4 years ago when Jaden Clifton emerged as Del Norte High prospect and put everyone in the HDN on notice. Tonight, this senior plays her last high school basketball game in Tunin Gymnasium. Good evening, everybody. I'm John Horner. Del Norte Sports is brought to you by our title sponsors, Center Coast Hospital and the Ayuchi Hamlet, along with our legendary Sportscasters Club members. We are here at Tunin Gymnasium tonight on the campus of Del Norte High School, where the Del Norte High Warriors will battle the unbeaten Fortuna Huskies in a pivotal HDN game to decide who gets the unofficial HDN title. Both these squads play with a lot of basketball IQ and will push each other to make changes throughout the game. The question remains, can the Huskies hold back the most decorated scorer in Del Norte history? We will soon find out as the Warriors versus the Huskies tonight. Turning our focus to the matchup tonight, the Warriors are rolling on a two-game winning streak, coming off a lopsided 27-point victory over the McKinleyville Panthers final. Final was 65-38. The Warriors did it on the defensive side all night long. Smothering the post play and dominating the boards, the Warriors demoralized the scrappy Panthers. Tonight's game, I believe, may be a tough matchup for the Warriors, as the Huskies are very savvy in the backcourt, and it will be interesting to see how they will deal with Jaden. Coach Clifton feels he needs to make sure he gets scoring support from his supporting cast. Clifton feels that if he can dictate the pace of the game, he's got a good chance to win. Coach Scott Betts have led the Huskies to a 6-0 record so far and is sitting atop the HDN standing. Coach Betts believes if he can somewhat come out of the game battling on both sides, and he can battle both sides of the ball and a little bit slower. Well, we're gonna go to commercial break for just a sec while they play the national anthem. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time for the pregame show. We'll be right back with a rundown on tonight's game.
If you or someone you love needs chemotherapy or other infusion services, kind, compassionate care is close to home. Sutter Coast Hospital's Infusion Center in Crescent City is here to serve your infusion needs more conveniently. Our infusion center, located right behind the hospital in Crescent City, is spacious and peaceful and features 9 large, roomy infusion areas and an oncology clinic. Most importantly, you and your family are not alone in your fight against cancer. From diagnosis through treatment and survivorship, oncologists and other specialists at Sutter Coast Hospital work with you to provide the best care and comfort possible. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 707-464-8998 or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
We're back with the Del Norte Warrior pregame show on 97.9 K-Pod and online at kpodfm.com.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. With tip-off just moments away and the conclusion of the national anthem, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup for the Del Norte Warriors and the Fortuna Huskies, starting with the visiting team, the Fortuna Huskies. They'll be starting number 1, Kendall Stewart, senior. Number 2, Teal Mostovoy, a junior. Number 5, Isabel Crosswhite. Number 10, Sage Grudman, a senior. And their star guard, number 12, Gracie Best. She's a senior. And starting for Del Norte will be junior. Number 1, Molly Slayton. Number 4, freshman, Anissa Fatiga. Number 23, Lily Wilson. Number 24, the senior, Jaden Clifton. And number 35, freshman, Catherine Young. Whew. Here we go, Johnny. Last girls basketball game of the season. Last time we get a chance to see Jaden's Clifton at Tunin Gymnasium. Could cut the tension with a knife up here, John.
Is that what that is?
And getting the tip is Lily Wilson gets the tip for the Warriors, and Clifton's going to have the ball on top. First possession to the Warriors. Ball underneath to Wilson. Wilson goes up. Easy bucket for Wilson. Coach Clifton talked about if we could get Wilson to make the easy ones, it could be a long night for the Huskies, and that's exactly what they did off the get-go. Warriors, Huskies back the other way. They're going to turn the ball over about midcourt, and the Warriors are going to come up with it. Clifton with the ball back out on top. Left side to Anissa. Anissa, three-point basket on the way. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Mostovoy. Mostovoy's going to clear it out to Betts. Betts right side to Stewart. Del Norton, they're 2-3 zone. Stewart has it back out on top to Betts. Back to Stewart, playing catch a little bit, looking underneath. Tries to throw it underneath, ball's going to be stolen by Young. And the Warriors are quickly back the other way with Clifton. Clifton in transition, pops up 10-footer on the way, knocks it down. Easy money for Clifton. She's got her first bucket. And the Warriors are up 4-0.
The lost art of the pull-up jump shot right there. Instead of charging in and perhaps getting a charge, she instead pulled up and nailed the two.
It was a pretty lost art, though, I can tell you what. It always looks good. Driving baseline all the way to the basket is Mostovoy with the hook shot. No good. Ball's going to be knocked around. It's going to be saved by Fortuna. Reset on top to Betts. Betts going to fire the three. No good. Rebound's going to go to Wilson. She rips it away from the Husky, and Anissa's back the other way for the Warriors. Blown it down a little bit as she passes, takes the three. Nobody guarding her, knocks it down. She says, here we go. You're not going to guard me. I'm going to shoot it.
Batiga.
Batiga's got to love that. The freshman has ice water in her veins. She's ready to shoot whenever they leave her open. Betts back out on top. Ball fake by Mostovoy. She kicks it on top, down over to Stewart. Stewart, three-point basket on the wing, knocks it down, gives a little fist pump. She likes that. Kendall Stewart, the senior, gets Fortuna on the board with a three-point basket, and Coach Betts calls the timeout.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Del Norte Tire. You know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. That's Hambro, WSG.
Del Norte boys last night down in McKinleyville, heartbreaker, overtime loss, 55-48. The Warrior boys go to 5-2. They'll finish out their season. Rich will be back on the road tomorrow in Fortuna.
The road where, yeah.
Friendly city.
Del Norte went 1-for-8 from the free throw line, and that sealed its doom.
It's hard to win in overtime with 1-for-8 from the free throw line.
Yeah, well, they should have never been in overtime. Now that's the problem, yeah.
Del Norte inbounds the ball, Anissa across midcourt. Getting the pick from Young up on top. She's going to fire another three. Nobody guard her. Nothing but net.
Batiga.
Big shot by Anissa out on top. They're rolling off the pick, sagging a little bit. They're not guarding her on the perimeter, and they're just going to make them pay. Betts thought about shooting it, passed the high post, kicked it back out. Shot goes up by Mostovoy. She knocks it down. It's raining on both ends.
Both teams are 2-for-2 from three-point land.
Last two possessions by each team has resulted in three-pointers. Young back out to Clifton. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Wilson. She puts it back up and in. Wilson's got two buckets, and the Warriors lead by 6. Full court, half-court pressure by the Warriors. Betts breaks it. Gives it to Stewart. Stewart over to Grudman on the low post. She's got another nice pass underneath to Crosswhite. Crosswhite's going to get fouled by Wilson on the shot. Wilson fouled out. She promised me before the game that she wasn't going to foul out this game, and I said, why not? You got 5. Use them. Wilson picks up the foul. Crosswhite to the line to shoot 2. Knocks down the first one. Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Your score is 12-7. Del Norte lead. 4:52 left here in the first quarter. Second shot up. Both of them good for Crosswhite. The junior knocks them both down as Anissa brings the ball back across midcourt. 2-3 zone, extend it out a little bit. Up over top to Wilson. Nice pass by Anissa. Nothing there. Pulls it back out. Ball stolen. Fortuna in transition. That's Mostovoy up with the shot. Doesn't get the fall. Rebound by Bestio and kicks it back out to Mostovoy. Deller caught a little flat-footed there. Drive by Grudman up with the shot. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. Slayton knocked it off Grudman's leg, and it's going to be Delmore ball. Great job by the junior to get in there and tie that ball up. Clifton inbounds the ball to Anissa. Anissa will bring it up cross midcourt. That's Batiga. 2-3 zone. They extend out beyond the three-point line. She's going to dribble around both sides. Gets a pick from Young. Right side to Slayton. Slayton back out on top to Anissa. Low post. Try to go high post to Young. Young's going to throw it away. Caught on the high post there. Trying to get it to Clifton on low post. Couldn't get it there. So it's going to be a turnover for the Warriors. And across midcourt is Best. Right side to Mostovoy. Over to, that's cross white. Shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound's going to go to Mostovoy, but Delnor's going to tie it up. It's going to be a jump ball. 12-8 your score. Delnor leading by 4 as Huberger comes in for Slayton. Ball gets inbounded into Crosswhite, back out to Mostovoy. Mostovoy resets on top to Betts. Betts right side wing up with the shot. Air ball rebounded by Clifton. Clifton out in transition. Gets by 2 defenders. Looking underneath. Finds Anissa out on the wing. Anissa's going to pull it back out on top. She's going to look underneath, trying to isolate Wilson on the low post. As Huberger gets the top of the key right side to Clifton. Clifton dribble drive, pull up jumper. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson back out to Anissa's shot goes up. No good. Ball's loose. Picked up by Huberger. Catherine Young battling for every loose ball. Picks that one up. Gets it out to Clifton, the top of the key. Knocks it down. The seniors got 5. The Warriors are up by 7. Mostovoy right side. High post over to Crosswhite. Dribble drive by Betts. She's going to get fouled by Wilson. On her way. As I think they caught her knee a little bit there. Foul's going to go against Wilson.
Well, she's tended to. Let's talk about some more of the Sportscaster Club members, which includes Chimney Craft. Working for you since 92, Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
15 minutes. Also, Korea Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and, don't forget, payroll services. That's McFerrin's.
There's Gracie Betts that is coming off the court on her own accord, though, limping pretty gingerly on her ankle. Hopefully she's going to be okay. Dad, Sam Betts, the head coach for the Fortuna Huskies.
Steve.
Sam was his son. Did that last time, too.
Glad
dribble drive. Dribble drive by Fortuna in the ball game is number 32. That's Gabby Stevens going to dribble off her foot.
Anisha came up to me 4 times before the game, saying, please pronounce my name correctly during the introduction. I finally got it right.
Anissa.
Anissa Batiga. Anissa I got pretty well. It was Batiga for some reason that was troubling for me.
Clifton with the ball, left side, top of the key to McCovey in the ball game. Anissa fired from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Fortuna.
That ball was so high, it came down with frost on it.
It brought down rain right there. And we got Mostovoy with the ball up on top. Over to Crosswhite, the high post. Kicks it out to Grudman. Grudman knocks down the three-point basket. So Fortuna Huskies have 3 field goals, all 3-pointers. That's keeping them in this ball game. 4-point lead still for Del Norte on the Center Coast off the scoreboard. Anissa with the ball on top. Kimora McCovey, the freshman in the ball game, kicks it over to Clifton. Back to Kimora. McCovey, back out on top to Clifton. Left side to Anissa, looking underneath, couldn't find anybody. Playing catch back and forth. Clifton with the three-point basket on the way. She's going to air ball. She had to force that one up. Wilson out of the ball game with two quick fouls in the first quarter there. Here comes Mostovoy across midcourt. Mostovoy right side to Grunman. Down low post to Gabby. Gabby goes up with it. That's Stevens. She's going to get fouled.
Young has to learn to keep her hands straight up, not bring them out in front of her, but keep them up above her head.
Absolutely. Jump higher than you put your hands out. Absolutely. So that's Gabby Stevens to the free throw line. She misses her first one. Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. 15-11 your score. Delnord up by four with 1:16 left here in the first quarter. And Gianna Taylor will enter the ballgame for the Warriors as Huberger will take a seat.
Big day for Huberger. We'll talk about it during the Heitje Hamlet halftime report.
I can't wait. Stevens up with the second shot, knocks it down. 15-12 your score. Clifton across midcourt with the ball. 2-3 zones. 5-4 Fortuna. Doubled up on top. Clifton has the ball right side to Taylor. Corner to Anissa. Back out to Taylor. Skip pass to Clifton. Clifton, dribble drive. Pull up 15-footer. Got it. Cut all the rim, and she's going to knock it down. She's got seven. The Warriors back up by five. Redmond with the ball across midcourt. Over to Mostovoy. Mostovoy, high post to Crosswhite. Out to Stewart. Fortuna doing a good job being patient offensively, finding the high post, then the low post. As they went Crosswhite to Stevens to the low post and gets the bucket. Great post play by the Huskies right there. As Crosswhite picks up the bucket. We're going to let the time roll, about a 1 second differential from shot clock to game clock, as they're going to let Clifton dribble the ball out on the perimeter. 10 seconds left, corner to Anissa. Back out on top to Taylor. Get past to Clifton, the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Is Grunman smelled that one coming from a mile away?
That was lucky that wasn't two the other way.
4 seconds left, three on the shot clock here. As Clifton will inbound the ball. Clifton gets the ball into Anissa. High post to Kimura. Ball's got shot clock violation. You're going to have 1 second left. So Huskies will have 1 second out at half court. They'll inbound the ball. 17-14 your score.
1 second is enough time to catch and shoot.
Or dunk it.
Yes, that is a possibility.
Huskies will... Yeah, working on putting 1 second on the clock here.
By the way, compliments to our bench crew. The individuals who run the clock, who keep the book, they do a great job. And you know, we get to see everybody in the league. And these are the three best, period, end quote, paragraph.
Absolutely. They're spot on. They're always on the spot. And they're very professional down there.
Yes. Right now, they're just trying to figure out how to put 1 second on the clock.
I mean, you tell them. They just keep straight face.
They don't laugh at all.
They don't laugh.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
Don't understand that.
All right, here we go. 1 second on the clock. Fortuna's gonna inbound. Stevens gets it in. Shot goes up by Grunman. No good off the backboard. And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter, where Delnord leads 17-14. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Warrior Sports.
Athlete of the Week brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent Lisa McCowan for your auto, renters, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And Jadis Clifton is our Athlete of the Week, the senior who is headed to Oregon Institute of Technology on a basketball scholarship, began the season with a 22-point performance against Ferndale. Your Athlete of the Week, Jadis Clifton. Brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
Welcome back to TuneIn Gymnasium here at the home of the Delnor Warriors as the Lady Warriors are playing their final game this season, taking on the visiting Fortuna Huskies. Delnor leads 17-14 heading into the second quarter. Leading scorers for the Warriors in the first quarter, Anissa Batiga had 6, Lily Wilson had 4, and Clifton had 7 for the Warriors. Wilson will start the second quarter. She is playing with 2 fouls. Warriors inbound the ball. Starters back in for the Warriors. Slayton's back out there along with Wilson. Young high post kicks it out to Slayton. Slayton's going to fire a 3. Can't get it to fall. Ball's loose. Picked up by Betts back in the ballgame. Betts across midcourt, right side wing, on top to Grunman, over to Mostovoy. Mostovoy skip pass to Betts. Betts back out on top. Mostovoy fires from the top of the key. Can't get it to fall. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up by Stevens. Opportunistic pickup by Gabby. And the ball's going to go out of bounds off Del Norte. Coach Clifton's not agreeing with the call. But nobody's having anything. No instant replay around here. As Betts inbounds the ball into Crosswhite. They're going to reset back out on top. 25 on the shot clock. Right side over to Grunman. High post to Crosswhite. Back out to Betts. Right side to Mostovoy. Great job by Stevens. Posting up Wilson. Can't get the ball on the first shot. Ball's loose on the ground. She gets it back out. Free throw line extended shot by Crosswhite. She knocks it down. And the Fortuna Huskies have cut the lead to 1.
Too many offensive rebounds for the Huskies.
We have to win the loose balls in the rebound game. Turnover by the Warriors, trying to force it inside, and Fortuna's coming back the other way. Great post up underneath by Crosswhite. She's nothing there. Wilson playing good defense underneath. Back to Crosswhite, back out to Grunman. In and out, 3, no good. Rebounded by Mostovoy, though. She's going to be double-teamed on the baseline, and there's going to be a jump ball. Good job by Delnor corralling Mostovoy down at the bottom.
But a poor job by Delnor in blocking out, allowing Mostovoy to have access to it.
4 offensive rebounds in the last 2 possessions, and they still have the ball. As Jasmine Palmer comes in the ballgame for the Warriors. Shot goes up by Betts, short, no good. Rebounded by Clifton, she's out in transition. Betts picks her clean, and Betts is going to have an open layup. The senior gets the best of Clifton that time. Gracie Betts got her first bucket of the game, and the Fortuna Huskies lead by 1.
You saw something very rare there. Jaden Clifton getting her pocket pick.
2 seniors going at each other right there. As Jasmine Palmer goes to the basket, she's going to have the ball partially blocked. Out of bounds off the Warriors. As Palmer tried to creak something out of nothing there. Mostovoy with the ball, coming across midcourt. Dribble drive. Kicks it out. Shot goes up by Stevens. Long air ball. Picked up by Slayton. Now to Clifton. Clifton in transition. All the way to the basket. Up, and she... Oh, great job
play
by Jasmine Palmer. Ball was going out of bounds. She dove out of bounds. Knocked the ball off a Husky. And Delnor's going to retain the possession. As Slayton will inbound the ball with 22 on the shot clock. Over to Palmer. Palmer back out to Clifton. Dribble drive, middle of the key, and Betts is going to get called for the foul. Betts, after the knee injury there, has picked up a gear. She's going to get after it.
First team foul against the Huskies.
Slayton will inbound the ball. Out on top to Clifton. Clifton, dribble drive, middle of the key. She's going to run into a wall.
And they're going to say that
foul on the way.
Yeah. They're saying that the Husky stepped into her.
Crosswhite's going to pick up the foul. 2 team fouls against the Huskies now. It's Slayton will inbound the ball. Delnor trails by 1. 18-17 to score. Ball inbounded to Clifton. 15-footer on the way, no good. Rebound's going to go to Stevens. Out to Betts. Mostovoy, and the Huskies are in transition. Betts on the right wing, guarded by Slayton. Delnor almost in a man-to-man. As Betts goes baseline, and she's going to get fouled.
Coach Clifton is begging for a double dribble call, and I think he has a legitimate beat.
Young's going to pick up his second. Del Norte's two bigs both have two. As Betts goes to the line to shoot two. Betts, front rim, no good on the first free throw. Fortuna now 3 of 5 from the line. Second free throw up. No good also. Rebound by Stevens, though, and she misses the layup. And the Warriors come back the other way with Clifton. Clifton with the ball, left side to Jasmine Palmerin. Three-pointer on the way. She airballs the ball, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Fortuna ball. Kind of a four shot right there by Jasmine. As Anissa comes back in, she got a break. 5 minutes left on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard here in the second quarter. Betts with the ball across midcourt. Betts, dribble drive, kicks it out. Stewart, shot on the way. No good. Rebound's going to go off Young, so it's going to be Fortuna ball. Del Norte not boxing out. Poorly. Night and day difference from the McKinleyville game. As Stevens goes up with a shot and misses. Warriors back the other way. It's Jaden Clifton to Molly Slayton. She misses the three-point basket. Fortuna comes up with it. Here comes Betts back the other way. Right side to Mostovoy. Three-point shot on the way. Nothing but net for Mostovoy. Teal Mostovoy knocks down her second three-pointer of the night. And the Huskies have extended their lead to 4. Anissa with the ball up on top. Dribble drive. Pulls it back out over to Clifton. Clifton, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Fortuna continues to box out as Young was boxed out, but the ball goes off Fortuna. As Stevens comes out, she was a great spark off the bench for the Huskies. Slayton will inbound the ball. Gets it over to Wilson. She'll dribble back out on top and give it up to Clifton. Clifton, dribble drive. We have a foul on the ground. Foul's going to go against.
The Fortuna assistant coach just came within a whisker of getting a tee.
Crosswhite picks up the foul. Slayton gets it into Wilson, back over to Slayton. Slayton, three-point shot on the way, no good. Rebound's going to go to Fortuna. Stewart with the rebound. Scrappy game. It's tightening up around here. All the free-flowing first quarter's over. The second quarter's been a lot more physical. Stewart's going to get called for the travel. Inbounding the ball is going to be Anissa as Gabby comes back in. Stevenson taking a break for the first time is going to be Crosswhite. Grudman back in the ballgame for the Huskies also. As Clifton has the ball, dribbling left side underneath to Wilson. Wilson handed off to Young. It's going to be off Del Norte as Young was able to get it above her shoulders there.
Wilson has to, when she gets the ball in the low post, she has to think offense.
Square and shoot.
Square and shoot.
Mostovoy across midcourt, right side to Stewart. Stewart back to Mostovoy, looking for the post, find the high post with Grudman. Redmond dribbles left side, back out, skip pass to Mostovoy. 10 on the shot clock, and they reset it to Betts. Betts, dribble drive, trying to make something happen. Stewart, three-pointer from the corner, no good, rebounded by Mostovoy. And they're going to reset back out on Coach Betts, quick to do that. Skip pass stolen by Clifton, behind the back, spin move, layup back the other way. That was pretty. She added it all right there.
Put that one on the wall because it was a piece of art.
Oh, I love it, Jeff. 2-point basket cuts the lead to 2 as the Huskies still lead by 2. Betts with the ball. Right side to Stewart. Stewart dribble drive baseline, trying to look underneath. Ball's going to hit off the backboard. It's going to be a turnover by the Huskies. 21-19, your score. Fortuna leads by 2. 2:25 left here in the second quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. As Clifton brings across, slowly across midcourt, getting a little bit of a brain breather here. Low post to Wilson. Wilson comes up with it. She pulls it away from Stevens. 3-point basket on the way by Clifton, no good. picked up by Young, gets it over to Anissa in the middle of the key. Easy little jumper for Anissa. She's got eight, and it's a tie ball game, 21-21. Stewart has the ball right side, pulls it back out on top to Beth. Beth's right side to Mostovoy, low post to Stevens. Ball's knocked away off Slayton. Great job by Slayton right there. Jumping out in front and stopping the low post play. Beth will inbound the ball. Beth gets it in to Grunman. Back out to Stevens. Dribble drive by Stevens, kicks it out. Ball stolen by Clifton again. Clifton in transition, off the steal. All the way to the basket. Easy layup for Clifton. High floating layup off the glass. Clifton's got 11. The Warriors have taken back the lead, 23-21.
Exciting quarter. Woof. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscaster Club, including Delnord Off Supply. Customer service, you should expect that. Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital is here for your care. Crescent Cabinets. You need new cabinets? Well, call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name. And remember, football season is going to start August 27th. Here's your chance to get involved on the best advertising value on the North Coast. That's Sportscaster Club. Give us a call tomorrow at 464-1000. 464-9561 and say, I want to be a member of the legendary Sportscasters Club. It's not just about athletics.
And no longer are we got like 4 or 5 months off. 2 months off.
2 months off.
2 months off. We're ready to go back at it here at the end of August. So I'm pumped up, excited about that football schedule. So get out and get your advertising in. Should be a lot of people listening to these games. Fortuna inbounds the ball. They got it over to Mostovoy across midcourt. 1:15 left here in the first half. As Beth has it, dribble drive, kick to Stewart. Stewart fires a three from the wing, nothing but net. As Stewart knocks down her second three of the ball game, and Fortuna takes back a one-point lead. Clifton across midcourt. Clifton getting the pick from Huberger. Kicks it to Slayton. Slayton, three-point basket from the wing. No good. Picked up by Mostovoy. Mostovoy out to Beth. 48 on the game clock. Mostovoy guarded by Clifton. Right side to Stewart. Back out on top to Beth. Swung to Stevens. And they'll reset. 15 on the shot clock. Stewart has the ball on the right wing. Skip pass. The skip pass haven't worked for Fortuna. All the way to the basket's going to be Mostovoy. We're going to have a foul on Young. As the Warriors just like throwing that hip out, Wilson and Young both do that. Young picks up her third, 5 team fouls against the Warriors. And Beth is back at the line to shoot two. She's 0 of 2 from the line. Sorry, that's Mostovoy at the line. Her first free throws of the night. Mostovoy front rim, no good with the first one. Kamora McCovey comes in the ballgame for Catherine Young with 3 fouls. The freshman McCovey's put in solid minutes throughout the season. Misses the second one, also Slayton gets the rebound. Clifton's in transition, shot clock's off. Anissa, 15-footer from the baseline. No good, she's going to get her own rebound and pull it back out on top. Slayton to Clifton, 15 on the game clock. Clifton, dribble drive. Underneath, great look to McCovey as it was a dump pass by Clifton. 4 seconds left. 3-2. Beth fires a three from the wing. No good. And at the end of two quarters, the Warriors took back the lead as they lost it for the majority of the quarter. They took back the lead, 25-24. Your score at halftime. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with your Hayuji Hamlet halftime report. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hayuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hayuchi. We'll be right back with the first half stats in just a couple of minutes.
The Hayuchi Hamlet. nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Every day, you do what you can to stay healthy and fit, and sometimes that includes medical care. So it's good to know that Sutter Coast Hospital is so conveniently close and provides a comprehensive list of specialty services right where you live. Our network offers orthopedics, general surgery, pain management, women's health, pediatrics, hematology and oncology, and the latest technological advances in cancer care, including 3D breast cancer screenings, low-dose lung cancer screenings, and a state-of-the-art infusion center. We also offer imaging and lab services, plus physical therapy and acute rehabilitation. So right here in your neighborhood, you can meet with an oncologist, OBGYN, a general surgeon, or orthopedic surgeon. Or take your child to see a caring, compassionate pediatrician. Call us today to find the services you need at 707-464-6715. That's 707-464-6715. Or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Del Norte Tire. Our roots are here, not just our branches. And H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Hambro WSG, Recycling Storage Truck Repair, Waste Removal, and Chimney Craft, working with you since 1992.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
Brought to you by England Marine, a fishing marine outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings, and Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go!
It's time for the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Our score here at Tuna Gymnasium is the Lady Warriors leading Fortuna by a score of 25-24 in a game where the Warriors led by 3 at the end of the first quarter, 17-14. Fortuna came out in the second quarter, took the lead, held it for most of the second quarter, but a late run by Jaden Clifton with 4 points gave the Warriors back the lead 25-24. And we're going to take a look at some Warrior focus here. We got some softball, baseball news.
We got lots of stuff going on. First off, in softball action, 3 Warriors have been named White Star, the All-League honors, and they are Jordan Sanchez, Josephine Huberger, and Madison Hag. Madison, by the way, will be taking her skills to College of the Siskiyous.
Great kid, great family, do a great job, and she has been dedicated to softball for many years.
Earning honorable mention honors was Isabel Schrader and Anna O'Reilly.
Ava O'Reilly.
That's an N.
No, it's definitely a V.
Well, no, I wrote it. It's an N.
Oh.
Sorry about Ava. Anyway, for All-League, three Warriors were named to the All-League baseball team, earning white star honors. Dalen O'Reilly, Jarrett Dixon, and Brody Matz. No honorable mention.
Ava O'Reilly, Dalen's brother, sister.
There you go. And earlier tonight, it was announced who the boys basketball white stars are.
Ooh.
Even though there's some games left. Two Warriors were named to white star honors. Caleb Price and Judson Pinkham. No surprises there.
No.
Named to the second team was Edwin Zepeda and Petey Swan.
All right.
And that's a great honor for Petey. Of course, he was on the varsity roster last year, one of the great seasons in Del Norte history, but didn't play much, but worked very hard. He's been a starter all year and has been an important contributor. So congratulations to all the Warriors.
He's one of those kids that grew every year, as in like height-wise, too. It seems like he was like 5'8", a freshman, and it was 5'9", 5'10", then I was like 6 foot. He got pretty good size.
He's listed as 6'3", and I think that's on a 6'3".
Well, let's take a look at the scoring here for the Fortuna Huskies there in the first half. Guard play, talking to Coach Betts before the game, he says he's got to get some offensive output from his guards, and that's what's happened. Kendall Stewart had 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Teal Mostovoy, 6 points in the first half, all three-pointers. They had 5 3-pointers in the first half, and to be honest, that's really what fueled their comeback and has fueled them the whole way through. Isabel Crosswhite had 6. Gracie Betts exited the game in the first quarter, came back strong defensively in the second quarter, has 2 points. Take a look at the Del Norte side. Anissa Batiga has 8 points. Kamora McCovey has 2. Lily Wilson had 4. She had to exit early in the second quarter with 2 fouls. And Jaden Clifton, the senior, had 11 points in the first half.
Add to that 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a pair of steals for the senior. And talking to Coach Clifton, of course, it's his daughter, and he said it was very emotional coming out on the court with her for senior night honors. And it's something I've went through, something you will go through here in a few years. And it's a night you'll never forget.
8 years? No, that's still a long way.
Really, 8 years?
She's only in fourth grade.
She doesn't act like she's in fourth grade.
I know. She already does her own laundry.
Come over to my house, kid. Talking about Taylor Horner, a softball legend in the making.
Oh, she loves the game.
And she was just honored.
She was honored for the All-American. She made the All-American team for the Western Region, which consists of California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Arizona. So it was quite an accomplishment to make that All-American squad for the 10-year-old division.
And she's playing in a level up above her age.
Yeah, absolutely. She's played tournament ball in 12U and 10U this year. She plays on a team out of South Valley Storm out of Eugene. And then locally, she plays in the Del Norte Fast Pitch team. So it's been a lot of travel in the spring for the Horner family.
And best of all, she looks like her mother, not like you.
But she has my wit.
Oh, the poor kid.
Poor kid.
Let's talk about what the Warriors need to do here in the second half. I think mission number one has to be stop Fortuna from getting offensive rebounds.
Absolutely. I think we got to win the loose ball challenges. Absolutely. Fortuna's going to come out really scrappy. Coach Betts does a great job of coaching his girls up, and he's told them, you've got to win all those 50-50 balls. The 50-50 balls got to go our way if we're going to stay in this. And he said in the pregame, I think it's for the second half, don't let Clifton get going. He says, if somebody else is going to beat us, so be it. But don't let Clifton get going, because then the whole team goes. So I think that's going to be definitely the key. What about for you, John?
Free throws. They have to get the free throw line. Did Delmer have any shots at the free throw line?
We had no free throws in the first half.
You got to figure out a way to do that. Well, do the Hiuchi Hamlet thing.
This has been your Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have cold drinks, hot snacks, everything your heart desires, Hiuchi Hamlet. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet on U.S. Highway 199 in
Hiuchi.
Way to keep me on track, Pritchett. That's why I got you around.
Well, you pay me the big bucks.
Warriors get the first possession. Anissa has the ball right side to Clifton, high post to Huberger. Huberger starting for Young because Young's sitting with three fouls. Get pass knocked out of bounds off by the Huskies. It'll be 12 seconds on the shot clock as Slayton inbounds the ball. On top to Anissa. Right side to Slayton. Slayton gets it to Clifton. Tough pass to handle. Ball's knocked around, picked up by Fortuna. Grundman with the ball across midcourt. Stops. Ooh. Anissa almost knocked away from Beth. Didn't work. Beth still had it. Right side to Grundman. Over to Mostovoy. Mostovoy. High post to Crosswhite. Back out to Mostovoy. 10 on the shot clock. Right side to Stewart. Skip pass to Beth. Beth's ball fake. 2 on the shot clock. And the shot goes up. They get it off and knocks it down.
Oh, that was late. That
definitely
was late.
Thought it was late, but she knocked it down from 20 feet. Mostovoy with a 3-point basket. And the Huskies back up by 2. She just heaved that thing up. Huberger tries to get it back outside as she had it at the high post. It's going to be a loose ball foul on the Warriors.
Molly Slayton got charged.
Slayton picks up the foul.
That one, the ball was clearly in her hand when the buzzer went off.
Yeah, I agree. That's across midcourt.
And we have an official warning given to Coach Clifton. As Coach Clifton was agreeing with us, is that the three-point shot was late.
Yeah.
And so that was instituted a couple years ago where officials can give an official warning to a
coach. That was pretty official.
Yeah, rather than issuing an automatic tee.
Beth with the ball up on top, high post to Crosswhite. Crosswhite dribbles across the middle. The Kings going to throw it out of bounds. Timmy Delnor ball as they branched up the defense. We'll see if Delnor can defensively get things going here. They've been pretty stagnant in the first half and lost a lot of the 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
Slayton, go ahead. Slayton has the ball right side. Tries to skip pass to Anissa, and it works. She gets it away to Huberger, back out on top to Clifton. A little sloppy set for the Warriors. As Wilson has it 6 feet away and knocks it down. A little jumper from Wilson. 2-point basket. She's got 6. Eyeball game.
We have seen moments when Wilson looks like she has the ability to be a dominant player inside. She has to get confidence and just more time on the court.
Only a sophomore. Maybe a good one in the makings right there, John. Left side to Betts. 3-point shot on the way. No good. Off the back iron. Long rebound by Betts. Gets her own rebound. She kicks it back to Stewart. Mostovoy to Stewart. Stewart looking underneath, couldn't find anybody, kicks it back out to Mostovoy. High post to Crosswhite. Dribbles by Wilson, up with the layup. Easy bucket as Isabel picks up her 8 points of the game and Fortuna back up by 2. Anissa across midcourt, right side to Slayton, underneath to Wilson. Ball went over her head. Grundman comes up with the ball. Grundman quickly back the other way in transition, dribbles left corner. Skip past the best, top of the key, shot goes up. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound's going to go to Anissa. Anissa has it. Going to try to hand it off to Clifton, but Betts is down there causing havoc. I'm sorry, that's Mostovoy. What a great defensive effort by the Huskies. And Warriors are going to pick up the foul.
Jadens gets her first foul of the evening.
Second team foul this half for the Warriors as Slayton takes a seat and Taylor comes in. Betts with the ball, right wing, out on top to Grundman. 4 out set with Crosswhite at high post. Anissa with the ball. Anissa guarding Betts out on the perimeter. Betts almost lost it, but saved it to Grundman. 15 on the shot clock as Stewart has it on the left wing. Delnor still in the 2-3 zone. Dribble drive, kick to Betts. Betts dribbles baseline, up with the layup. Nice shot. Great move by Betts. She's got 4. And they lead back out to 4 for the Huskies. Clifton in transition all the way to the basket. Gets it to Wilson. Easy drop off to Wilson. And Wilson, I believe, I don't think she's missed too many times.
4th assist tonight for Clifton.
And Wilson knocks down another easy one. 31-29 your score. Stewart with the ball. Low post to Grundman. Grundman kicks it out to Beth. great ball movement by the Huskies. They work it around and try to find the opening. They've done a good job. As a fire from the outside, partially blocked, was Mostovoy by Anissa. And Clifton gets the rebound in transition. Over to Taylor, over to Anissa from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by the Huskies. Stewart gets it out to Beck. Fortuna's going to slow it down a little bit, leading by two with 3:30 left here in the third quarter. Stewart's going to fire the three and air ball, but it's going to be picked up by Mostovoy underneath the basket. Reset to Betts. Betts fires a three, top of the key. She's got it. The senior's got five this quarter, and the Huskies lead back out to five.
Once again, Delnord is unable to keep the Huskies off the offensive board, and it leads to a three-point play.
Extra opportunities. Delnord cannot allow that to happen.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Morjon Napa Auto Parts. Trust Morjon to get you back on the road fast. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Delnord Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving. And Crescent City Leshwab Tires, doing the right thing matters.
Take a look at a foul situation. Two fouls for the Warriors this half. Young still sitting on the bench with three. Wilson's got two. And then Slayton and Clifton each have one. No foul trouble for Fortuna, as Cross White is the lone one with two fouls. They only have three fouls the whole night. Definitely a scrappy play.
Tomorrow night, we will be in Fortuna for the last game of the boys' season, as Delmar tries to bounce back after a disappointing overtime loss to McKinleyville on Tuesday. Pre-game show about 7:20. Tip-off scheduled for 7:30 on KPOD 97.9 and DelmarSports.com.
In the Friendly City.
Friendly City.
As Jasmine Palmer enters the ball game, comes in for Taylor, over to Anissa, high post to Young, underneath to Wilson. Wilson goes up with it. She misses it. Rebounded by Anissa, back out to Palmer. Palmer fires a three-pointer, no good. Picked up by Beth. She's out in transition. Beth across midcourt, decides to pull it back out. Dillard in their 2-3 zone. Left side to Stewart, underneath to Grunman. Kicks it out. Mostovoy thought about shooting it, pulls it back. On top to Beth. 12 on the shot clock. Fortuna doing a great job with patience. Back out to Stewart. She's going to lose the handle.
Give Wilson credit for the defense on the low block there. Made them kick it back out, and it turned into a turnover.
She didn't go body up. She gave a little bit of space there and made her throw it back out. That was a great job by Wilson. High post to Young. Get past to Clifton. Doubled in the corner. She's... tries to get it back out to Anissa, but Mostovoy hits it away. 18 on the shot clock as Gabby Stevens, the spark plug in the first half, comes back in the ballgame for Fortuna. They go from small to big as they got their three bigs in now. As Stevens enters the ballgame for Stewart. Clifton has the ball in the wing, looking underneath, gets it on top to Wilson. Wilson up with the shot, no good. Needs to shoot that ball a little bit higher. A little bit more of a touch. She misses it. Rebounded by Fortuna. Owning the board. Best with the ball. Right side to Grunman. Low post to Stevens. Gets it to Crosswhite at the high post. Dribble drive. Nice ball movement by Fortuna. Crosswhite gets the bucket.
Delnord trails by 7. 2 minutes left in the quarter. It's going to be a critical 2 minutes for Delnord.
Young high post. Out to Anissa. Anissa missed the shot. Loose ball, and once again, Fortuna comes up with it.
One and done.
Beth's in transition to Grunman. Grunman's got in the corner. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Stevens. On top to Beth. Stevens, dribble baseline, Grunman. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Clifton. Clifton's trying to get out in transition here, and she does. Goes by one. Great foul by Beth. As Beth fouls her out on the perimeter and takes away the bucket.
They're calling it intentional, however. So they're not going to count the basket, but they are going to put Jaden Seth the line for two
and
shots.
And give her the ball.
And Delmar keeps the ball.
Huh. I couldn't see from here.
They must have said that she gave her a little two-hand push to keep her from getting the easy layup.
So Clifton will make the first free throw. Big turn of events here, 1:20 left. We get two shots and we'll get the ball back. Could be a 4-point swing here for the Warriors. First free throw of the night, good for the Warriors. Second free throw of the night, good for the Warriors. And the lead's down to 5, and the Warriors will inbound the ball. Slayton will inbound the ball as Young enters back in the ballgame. Slayton gets the ball in to Clifton. Clifton out on top, dribble drive. She's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Beth. She's going to pick up her second of the half.
Both teams with 2-team fouls.
Slayton will inbound the ball to Anissa. 1:20 left here in the third quarter. Delmar trails by 5. Anissa to the basket, kicks it out to Young, and we're going to have a foul on the arm right there by Grundman.
That's the first time we've seen Young actually look to shoot when she got the ball with some space and paid off where she's going to go into the line.
Young will go to the line. She's 46% from the line this season. Deep knee bend up at the first free throw. No good. The freshman's done a great job, great composure. Didn't start the first game, but came in and started every game after that. Coach Clifton loves the spark that she has and how hard she gets after it. She knocks down the second one and the lead's down to 4. Beth's playing with 3 fouls now with a minute left in the third quarter. Grundman on high post to cross, White back out to Beth. Beth on top to Mostovoy, over to cross, White down low to Stevens. Great block by Clifton, and she's going to come up with it on her own. And we're going to have a foul in transition. I like the plan from Fortuna. They're not letting James get in transition. They're fouling her before she gets even close to making a play. Foul's going to go against Grundman. That's going to be her second. Big block by James on the other end, though, and came up with it. Taylor will come in the ballgame. Taylor will take out Young because Young's playing with 3. Beth comes out of the ballgame because she had 3 also. 54 seconds left here in the quarter. Anissa with the ball. Anissa dribble drive against Stewart. Kicks it back out to Slayton. Slayton loses the handlebars loose on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball situation, and it's going to be Fortuna ball with 42 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Lost possession there.
Lost possession as Molly Slayton couldn't hold on to it. Mostovoy right side to Stewart. Over to Grundman, back to Mostovoy. 3-point shot on the way, no good. Rebounded by Anissa. Shot clock's off, 25 seconds left, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Mostovoy in the backcourt as Anissa came down with the rebound.
And the Huskies have had 3 team fouls in the last 33 seconds.
They had 2, and now we're to 5. You're absolutely right. Wilson comes out of the ballgame as Kimora McCovey comes in. Shot clock's off, 20 seconds left, and Coach Clifton says play for the last one. Delnor trails by 4. Anissa with the ball across midcourt. Gets it, dribble handoff to Taylor, dribble handoff to Clifton. Clifton with the ball with 7 seconds left. Spin move, back out. Anissa, 3-point shot from the wing. That's knocked it down. Great shot from the corner. That is a big, big bucket for the freshman. Anissa Batiga knocking down the shot. The Warriors trail by 1 heading into the fourth quarter. Your score, 36-35. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delaware Warrior Sports.
Athlete of the Week brought to you by Lisa McCown State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent Lisa McCown for your auto, renters, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And Jadis Clifton is our Athlete of the Week. The senior who is headed to Oregon Institute of Technology on a basketball scholarship began the season with a 22-point performance against Ferndale. Your Athlete of the Week, Jadis Clifton. Brought to you by Lisa McCown State Farm Insurance. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCown State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter here at Tunin Gymnasium as the Del Norte Lady Warriors, the last quarter for Jaden Clifton here at home at Del Norte High School. And the Warriors trail by one, 36-35 your score. Anissa gets the ball. She fires away a three-pointer from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor's going to have the ball stolen by Mostovoy as she was dribbling it out on the wing. Mostovoy has the ball on top. Another turnover for the Warriors. Crosswhite's going to fire the shot from the free throw line. Knocks it down. Extends the lead back out to three.
Give the Huskies credit. Whenever they get an open shot, they drain it.
Clifton with the ball. Corner to Slayton. Slayton dribble drive over to Anissa. Anissa underneath to McCovey. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Grudman. As Catherine and Wilson are both on the bench still. McCovey and Taylor are in for them. McCovey comes out. Young comes back in. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket with 15 on the shot clock. Slayton has it. Slayton gets it into Taylor. Taylor up. Misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Fortuna ball. Easy look by Taylor. Just couldn't get it to fall. 38-35 your score. Del Norte trails by three. Stewart with the ball in the left wing. Stewart right side to Mostovoy. Back to Betts. Betts resets it to Stewart. Back to Betts. Fires a shot from the wing. No good. Easy rebound by Crosswhite as nobody put a body on Crosswhite that was in the middle of the key. Can't have that. As the Warriors come back the other way, Clifton has it. Skip pass to Anissa. Anissa corner to Taylor. Fires a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Mostovoy. The Warriors look totally lethargic out there in their last quarter at Tunin Gymnasium this season. Stewart with the ball left wing. Underneath to Grudman, skip pass across the baseline to Mostovoy. Kicks it to Stewart on the right wing. Three-point basket, no good. Rebound by Young. Great job by Young going up and getting that one. Anissa's in transition. Right side to Clifton. Clifton, dribble drive, kick. Slayton with the three-point shot. Nothing but backboard, no good. Loose ball is going to be a jump ball as Young and Stewart were tied up. Wilson comes back in the ball game. Taylor comes out. As Young and Taylor are back in. See if Del Norte can win a couple possessions here. Defensively, they're going to have to step up right now. Mostovoy across midcourt, right side to Beth. Clifton trying to guard out top. She slipped. Beth resets on top. 5:50 left here in the ball game. Del Norte trails by five. Beth resets back out to Mostovoy, 10 on the shot clock. High post to Crosswhite. Back out to Beth. Wide open three on the way. Nothing but net. Left her wide open, and she knocks it down. She's got eight this half, and the lead's out to eight.
And now you have to wonder whether Jaden Clifton is going to try to put the team on her shoulders here on senior night to try to will Del Norte to victory.
Anissa and Clifton playing catch. Clifton dribble drive, eight-footer on the way. No good, rebounded by Grudman. Grudman gets it out to Beth. That's across midcourt. She dribbles. Gets trapped by Clifton, but they get it back out on top. Stewart's going to fire the three. That's another big bucket. Back-to-back three-point baskets by the Huskies as Kendall Stewart makes her third three of the night. And the Husky lead is out to 11, 46-35.
The Huskies' three-point percentage has to be over 50%, way over 50%. Every time that Del Norte does not get to do perimeter defense, the Huskies make the Warriors pay.
9 three-pointers in the game, 5 in the first half, 4 here in the second half, and there are timely threes at that. Every time the Warriors cut that thing down to 1 or 2 here, they've extended it back out.
The Warriors trail by 11 with just over 5 minutes to go. Coach, what are you telling your kids down on the bench if you're Justin Clifton?
I think it all is on the defensive end. You've got to get some stops. Fortunas has been able to move the ball freely on their offensive end to find good looks. You've got to step up the ball pressure, and you got to try to force some turnovers. Even if you got to gamble a little bit. Right now, the Huskies can move the ball wherever they want out there, inside, outside, back and forth. and it's really wearing down that Del Norte defense.
And this may be an example where the Huskies' experience is paying dividends against Del Norte's inexperience other than Jaden Clifton. The Huskies' senior, junior, junior, senior, senior starting lineup, Del Norte junior, freshman, sophomore, freshman, senior.
And I think the Del Norte offense is fueled by the turnovers. So let's see what happens here in the last 5 minutes. Clifton with the ball, top of the key, right side to Anissa. Anissa goes high post to Wilson. Wilson has the ball. Wilson's going to dribble it back out. Ball's knocked away, picked up by Clifton. Great job by Clifton, but Mossaboy just quick. Mossaboy all the way down the floor, and she gets the easy layup. She's been all over.
Mossaboy got two steals and a turnover on that play.
48-35, your score. Low post to Wilson. Wilson's going to fire in and out, almost made the 10-foot turnaround, but it's going to be knocked off the Warriors. It's going to be Fortuna ball. Warriors ain't got no answer here in the fourth quarter. Mossaboy across midcourt, high post to Crosswhite. Over to Betts, left side to Stewart. Everything's way too easy as Grundman gets the ball and gets to the basket. Wilson's going to foul, but it all happened before that as they were able to move the ball all over the floor. Wilson picks up the foul. Her third. Grundman goes to the line. This will be her first free throws of the night. First free throws for Fortuna here in the second half. As Taylor and Huberger come in, and Del Norte goes small. It's about the smallest lineup Del Norte can have out there right now. Look for them probably to pressure at this point. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Clifton. Clifton's out in transition quickly. Right side to Taylor. Taylor's got to have one. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Slayton. Slayton puts it back up and can't get it to fall. We're going to have a jump. A jump ball, it's going to be Del Norte as Huberger was up there battling with Grundman on that one. Del Norte still trails by 13, 48-35. 4 minutes left here in the ballgame. Outside to Anissa, three-point shot on the way. Front rim, no good, rebounded by Mossaboy. She's off to the races, another layup, but she misses it this time. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Betts. But man, Mossaboy's quick, she is. Up and down the floor quickly. Del Norte turned it over again, though.
Del Norte needs to find somebody who can put the ball in the basket right now. 13-point lead for the Huskies.
Anissa with the ball top of the key. Dribbles corner to Taylor. Taylor fires the 15-footer. Got it! Deanna Taylor knocks down the bucket, her first bucket of the game. Leads back down to 11. Warriors picking up three-quarter court, man-to-man defense now for the Warriors. Dribble handoff to Betts as Clifton guards her out on top. Over to Mossaboy. Guarded by Anissa.
Here's where that experience is paying off for the Huskies.
Anissa looking for the pick. Mossaboy looking, gets the pick. Gets it underneath the Crosswhite. Ball blocked by Huberger. Out to Taylor. Stolen by Mossaboy. Nope, picked up by Taylor. Loose ball. Clifton across midcourt. Delmer trying to will the team right here as Clifton goes up with a shot and foul. Athletic move by Clifton to get to the line.
And if she can make both, it'll be single digits.
Crosswhite. Yeah, go ahead.
The lead will be down to single digits.
Crosswhite picks up her third foul, and the intensity for the Warriors picked up there on that defensive end. That's what they have to have from here on out. Clifton knocks down the first free throw. She's yet to have a field goal in the second half. That's her third free throw of the quarter, of the half.
That's because every time she goes to the basket, she's getting fouled.
Second free throw also good. 4 for 4 from the line for the senior. And the lead is down to 9. 2:45 left here in the ballgame. Betts across midcourt. Over to Mossaboy. Underneath the cross. White ball's loose. It's going to be a travel situation by Crosswhite. Crosswhite's going to get called for the travel, turnover for Fortuna, and the Warriors will have the opportunity to cut into the 9-point lead for the Huskies. Coach Stephen Betts calls the timeout. 2:39 here left here in the ballgame on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Del Norte trailing 48-39. six fouls against Fortuna. Del Norte will be in bonus next time. You know, they've been fouling Clifton going to the basket. Might bite him here in the last 3 minutes. Any foul now, Clifton will go to the line, and they'll be in bonus.
Well, as I was saying, the Huskies' experience is paying off. Everybody on the team knew what to do to run off the clock on that last possession. Even though it didn't end up in a bucket, they ended up taking off about 25 seconds. And right now they'll trade points for time.
Fortuna has knocked down 10 field goals in the second half compared to the Warriors' 3 field goals. It's definitely been a second half for Fortuna. But we're here at Tuna Gymnasium. Clifton's last 2.5 minutes in the gym. Let's see if she's got anything left in the tank right here. So will her team back in it, trailing by 9?
And I have to tell you that Batiga no longer looks like a freshman out there. The other kids, you know, you still see some youth and experience. But Anisha. Is looking now like she's been there and done that.
Yeah, Anisha's going to be a good one to come here. Taylor with the ball, picked up by Beth, corner to Slayton. Slayton throws it away. Beth comes up with it. People are on a different page on that one as the ball goes left side to Grunman. She picks up her dribble. High post to Crosswhite. She picks up her dribble, and we still let the ball get past easily on the perimeter. Bostavoy, left side to Stewart. 10 seconds left here on the shot clock. Stewart has a dribble drive. Kicks it back out on top to Crosswhite. Crosswhite, middle of the key, no good. Rebound to Clifton. She's out in transition. Quickly by Mostovoy. Going by Stewart, up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Fortuna. One and done for the Warriors. Stewart back out to Grunman. 1:40 left. Del Norte trailing by 9. Left side to Stewart. Del Norte's going to have to force some turnovers here and extend out defensively. They've got to extend out as Mostovoy stood out on top for 5 seconds without being guarded.
And Del Norte's going to have to start fouling any second now.
Bets to the basket, and we're going to have a travel situation by Gracie Bet. And it's going to be Del Norte ball on the turnover. 1:23 left here in the ball game, and you're right, John. A Del Norte make or miss here, they're going to have to start fouling at this point.
And they have fouls to give.
Clifton, left side to Anisha. Anisha, 3-point shot on the way. Off the backboard, knocked it down. Big shot by the freshman. And it was from the wing. I'm going to say that was planned. Sure. Wing off the bank. Bank's open, Johnny.
Warriors get it down to 6 with 1:13 to go. And that's what you want to do in this situation, is just get into a situation where you have a chance in the final 10 seconds to tie or win.
Well, taking a look at the foul situation the free throw shooting for Fortuna, it's definitely been, they haven't made one since the first quarter. They're 0 of their last 6 free throws, so putting them to the line. But you're going to have to take 15, 20 seconds off the clock to just get to that point, since Del Norte only has 3 fouls against them. Foul situation, Wilson and Young both have 3. Clifton only has 1, and Slayton has 1. Clifton, Anisha doesn't have any.
Clifton with 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, and a couple steals.
So Anissa's wide open. Taylor's wide open to foul here. Ball's out to Mostovoy. Mostovoy across midcourt. Trapped right there. We're going to have a timeout by Coach Beth as Mostovoy dribbled to the sideline and picked up her dribble. The worst thing you probably could have done in Coach Beth's game, jumping off the sideline to get the timeout. 30-second timeout. 48-42, your score. 1:07 left here in the ballgame.
Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Next foul against Fortuna puts Del Norte at the line for 1-1. Warriors have fouls to give. They can be ultra-aggressive on the defensive end because they have to be because they've only have 3 fouls.
You're going to see defensive offensive substitutions now probably as Wilson comes back in for the Warriors. Coach Clifton's got to manage this clock very well here, and he can still get a lot of, you know, 2 or 3 possessions out of this. So it'll be see how the senior-led Fortuna Huskies can deal with the pressure right here.
6-point lead for the Huskies here in the final game of the year for the Warriors.
Interesting putting Wilson in at this point. Obviously, they're not going to foul. So they're looking to play out this 25 seconds and defensively try to stop Fortuna. Best with the ball. And we're going to have an offensive foul against Best. As Del Norte looked like they might have been trying to foul her. And Beth extended out her elbow and is going to get called for the foul. Beth picks up her fourth. That was big in a lot of different ways, Mr. Pritchett.
I think that makes up for that late 3 points at the shot clock call.
Dribble drive by Clifton, up with the shot, misses the layup. And it gets out to Mostovoy. We're going to have a foul by Clifton.
And that's okay. That is okay. Del Norte has to be ultra-aggressive, very physical, go for the steals, and if you commit a foul, you commit a foul. That's not a bad thing right now.
Clifton picked up the foul. They're going to inbound full court. Stewart will inbound the ball, get it into Grunman. Grunman guarded tightly out on top by Jasmine. Over to Stewart. 24 on the shot clock. Double teamed out on top. Anissa over to Grunman. Out to Mostovoy. Mostovoy's going to break midcourt. Mostovoy double teamed. Gets it over to Grunman. About 20 second differential. Delmer's going to play this out. 10 on the shot clock. That's dribble drive baseline. She's going to get fouled as she was rode to the basket by Palmren. Palmer will pick up the foul. It'll be five team fouls. The shot clock gets turned off as there's 29 seconds left. Ball's inbounded into Crosswhite. Got to have to foul in this situation.
Got to foul.
Back out to Grunman.
Zillmerton tries to draw a foul and win the Academy Award.
Freshman. That's IQ, though, basketball IQ. If you're not going to foul, you're going to try to get something out of it. That was a great job. 48-42 your score, and Fortuna will be inbounding the ball with the shot clock off.
23.3 seconds. So Delmar's got a foul now. I mean,
yes.
You can't let 10 seconds go off the clock.
I think you really had the opportunity there when Crosswhite cleared it out from the outside and had the ball. You had a chance to foul. Free throw-wise, Mostovoy's missed two. Grunman's missed two, and Betts has missed two. Fortuna has not proved themselves at the free throw line. Quick foul here and see if you can get back down the floor quickly.
Tomorrow night, we'll wrap up the boys' season in Fortuna as the Warriors take on the Huskies. 7:20 pregame, 7:30 tip-off is scheduled.
And that'll do it for our spring season. That was a blur, a quick rush of games.
Yeah, I know you feel the same way that I do, is that we're just now, as announcers, getting into midseason form, and the season's coming to an end.
Yeah, we usually take care of this on the road in our holiday tournament.
Yes.
Not in league play. Redmond's going to go to the basket on the baseline. She's going to get fouled by Clifton on her way to the basket. Clifton picks up her third. It'll be inbounding the ball one more time. Next foul will put Fortuna at the line. Stewart gets it in to Crosswhite.
Got a
Crosswhite
foul.
Crosswhite gets it back out to Stewart, back out on top. Oh, my goodness. Joseph Huberger didn't know how to foul on purpose. He just started leaning on her. Huberger picks up the foul.
You have to slap at the ball at that situation. If you get arm, there's your foul. But you're going for the ball. They won't call it intentional.
Mostovoy will go to the line. She's 0-2 from the line. Coming back in will be Anissa and Taylor, your shooters.
Warriors have a timeout left. And if Clifton can get a rebound on a missed free throw, she'll try to go coast to coast.
Mostovoy, 1-1 situation here. Big free throw. No good. Rebounded by Clifton. Clifton's got to go. Across two. Cross midcourt. Three-point basket on the way. No good. Rebound to Bet. That'll do it, folks, as the Warriors just didn't have enough to get all the way back in it there, as they will lose to the Fortuna Huskies. 48-42 your score here at the end of the ballgame. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show. We'll have all the stats and information to tonight's game coming up next.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior.
It's the doctors who listen with more than a stethoscope. It's the staff committed to helping you stay healthy and fit. At Sutter Coast Hospital, we offer primary care for you and your family when you need us, where you need us. Our network of highly skilled doctors and nurse practitioners take care of you and your family through every stage of life, from regular checkups and routine exams to diagnosing and treating serious health problems. Whether you're sick or just want some good health advice, our primary care clinicians are here for you. Our services include internal medicine, pediatrics, gynecological and obstetrics, plus geriatrics and services for seniors. We even have a walk-in clinic open 7 days a week for common problems like cuts, coughs, sprains, or sports injuries. Sutter Coast Hospital offers primary care in Crescent City and Brookings, Oregon. Visit sutterhealth.org/coast to learn more. That's sutterhealth.org/coast. Sutter Health. It's a thousand things, big and small.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Postgame Show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior Postgame Show, where the Lady Warriors just finished their season with a loss here at Tuna Gymnasium by a final score of 48-42 over the Fortuna Huskies. John, it was a game where Del Norte fell behind there in the second half in the fourth quarter and was unable to charge back.
Del Norte rallied, but that was an experienced Fortuna team. They knew what to do with the ball to get the time, to run out the time in the final 2 minutes. So Del Norte's efforts came up short. Also, give credit to the Huskies. They shot lights out tonight from three-point land, and they won the battle of the boards overwhelmingly. Every time there was a loose ball, it seemed like the Huskies came up with it. They limited Del Norte to very few second-chance opportunities while they got a plethora of them themselves.
Absolutely. Fortuna side on their scoring, like you said, they were lights out from the three-point line, 9 three-pointers in the game. They had 4 players almost in double digits. Stewart had 9. Mostovoy had 11. Crosswhite had 14. And Gracie Betts, the senior, had 10 for the Fortuna Huskies as they improved to 7-0 on the season. They play Arcata, I believe, tomorrow night, or I believe Friday night. So they have a chance to go perfect on the season. Congratulations to Coach Betts and his success this year with the Huskies. Taking a look at the Del Norte side, Anissa Batiga had 11 points, 3 three-pointers. Kamora McCovey had 2. Gigi Taylor had 2. Lily Wilson had 8 points. And Jaden Clifton, the senior tonight, ended up with 15 points, 4 free throws in the second half. She had 11 in the first half, 4 free throws in the second half for a total of 15. And Catherine Young, 1 of 2 from the line, for 1 point. But what a year, what a career for Jaden Clifton here in Tuna Gymnasium.
You know, add tonight 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, and a couple steals, and that's unofficial. But it's been an honor for us to be able to watch Jaden. Certainly, the case can be made, the greatest female basketball player in Del Norte High School history, right there with Kalea Sanchez. And we wish her nothing but the best. But, and you got to remember, the other thing is how young this team is. Jaden's the only senior. 2 juniors on it, and Molly Slayton and Josephine Huberger, and everybody else are either sophomores or freshmen. starting three freshmen at one point, and you know, four seeing extensive minutes bodes well for the future of this program.
Absolutely, because sky's the limit for this program. But back to Jay's a little bit, my final thoughts. Man, I remember seeing her fourth grade, third grade, when I was coaching Shelby Horner and her crew when they were about 4 or 5 years older. And Jaden came in the gym, and she was ready to go, right, with everybody else that was there. And at that time, you just knew the tenacity and the love for the game, and it's definitely shown. I'm excited to watch her play at Humboldt State next year and keep following her career. It should be fun to watch.
Indeed. And I'm glad she made the choice to go to Humboldt State rather than Oregon Tech, and we're going to get a chance to cheer. I have a feeling we may put together some sort of road trip.
And
the other thing that's going to be nice for her is that she has been perpetually double or triple team all season, and she's going to get a chance to show off what she can do, you know, in one-on-one situations that she hasn't had here. She's not going to have the requirement that she put the team on her back and carry it to victories, which she did several times this year. And plus add to the fact, just a terrific kid, just a terrific human being.
Well, this is going to wrap things up for me, at least this season. I want to thank my family at home, my wife, right? Wife, we have a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and she holds it down at home.
So she has four children.
Four children, including me. So thank you, wife, for putting up with this barrage of games here at the end of the season. And that concludes things here at Tuna Gymnasium, where tonight, Del Norte falls to the Fortuna Huskies 48-42. Big thanks to my man, John Pritchett, up here holding down the stats, and our engineer without peer, JD, back at the studio. For Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and everybody at the Bi-Coastal Media family. Thanks for listening. And once again, our final score, Del Norte falls to Fortuna 48-42. We'll be with you tomorrow night as the Warrior Boys are on the road in Fortuna to take on the Huskies. John Pritchard will be giving you live game action as the Warriors take on the Huskies. Tip-off is set for 7:30, pregame around 7:20. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Good night, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night. And it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, England Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.